Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Anything about that. I'm not sure if, you know, reputation predicates whether or not you check a guy or not. But there are plenty of places inside the belt loop. I mean, they're all over the parts of the uniform that you can go to put a substance on. You know, guys with dark gloves have a tendency to have that stuff in there. And to be honest, again, I've sent out pictures on my Twitter feed and on my Instagram of my glove that I played for 9 years playing third base. I put pine tar in the middle of my glove because it cut down on spin when the ball hit my glove. And if the pitcher needed a little bit extra, I might rub a little bit on there and throw it back to him. So it's a part of the game and the gamesmanship. Again, it's just the fact that Joe West went out of his way to check a catcher's glove. Then why is everybody else not held to the same scrutiny?
Well, and here's the other thing, Blubber, you and I were talking about. The fact of the matter is Cora played the first card. Whether
Before you throw Cora into the mix, and I know I tweeted out that, you know, usually it's the other team that will initiate the check.
Right.
But I have reason to believe, very strong reason to believe, that it was Joe West out of his own volition.
Really?
Wow.
Now, what would cause that? I mean, why would the crew chief and an umpire, out of his own choice, go after the catcher's mitt? And how does he get tipped off on something like that?
That's the ultimate question.
Wow. Because the other thing is now, regardless of if it was Cora or anybody else, it's going to be an issue the rest of the series. The media is going to get a hold of it as well. And you know that, you know, unless the Astros run the clean sweep here at Minute Maid, if they go back to Boston, where, again, like you mentioned, it's imperative for a lot of pitchers to make sure that they have a grip on the ball. And the only way that they can do that in cold weather is to go to something. Now, when you go back to Boston, it seems like Boston's pitchers are the ones that got caught. They do it. I don't know if the Astros did it or not, but all we know is they seem to have a pattern of doing it, and they're going to be watching like a hawk from this point forward.
I hope they do. You know, it's just a matter of discretion. I know early on in the season there was a lot of talk about the sunblock being used with the rosin, and there's a certain, you know, there's a certain mix at every ball club. I think every bullpen kind of takes pride and creating some kind of mix to go out there. But now that it's in the forefront, and now that you're covering games both on social media and you've got both sides of the fan bases keeping a pretty strong eye on things, there's cameras all over the ballpark. But at some point, you would imagine that Major League Baseball would step in and say, you know, either have a meeting with these guys underneath the stadium and say, hey, if you're going to do it, make sure you're a lot more discreet about it, because now the umpires, if they see anything, they're going to go out there and check. I think that would be the best way to do it.
Jeff Blum joins us on the HRMP listener line.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.